Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Continuing on with the illegitimate man in the White House, Joe Biden, a man who was never elected president, who has now signed a record 33 executive orders. I mean, does it even hit home how dangerous that is? Does it even hit home how illegitimate it is? Does it even hit home how this is the death of the Republic when they can just install a man, put him in the White House, who was never elected, is the most unpopular politician in I mean, when it comes to the modern day, Joe Biden's one of the most unpopular politicians. A man who's been in government for 50 plus years, a known liar, a known plagiarist, a known child molester, and they just install him. He doesn't even win. And then he signs 33 executive orders. It'll probably be up to 60 by the time this month is over. 33 executive orders before his first week in office. Boy, you don't have a republic. You don't have a democratic republic. You have an authoritarian dictator regime. And this is how countries end, folks. This is how republics end. So, I mean, Joe Biden is the face of the death of America. Joe Biden is the face of the death of the republic. Yeah, there's the famous video of Joe. We showed it. Folks, I'm telling you, every day, Joe Biden wakes up, doesn't know where he is. They have to get him his meds, wake him up a little bit, tell him he's in the White House, all this stuff. And then he goes, sits at a desk. He's got a stack of executive orders. He just opens them and signs them. And he says, because he's so out of it, folks, he don't even know what's going on. He says it on camera. He says, I don't even know what I'm signing. It's like, you know, the old person that's in your family that's suffering in their old age, having some brain problems. And sometimes they say things that they just, you know, don't think about. And it just comes out. That's Joe Biden. Hey, I don't even know what I'm signing up here. Just says it on live TV. And then, of course, signs it. Oh, boy. But again, there is no Biden support. Yeah, you're going to have the trendies. Yeah, you're going to have some libtards. But, I mean, for practical purposes, there is no Biden support. I'm not exaggerating, folks. I really don't know anybody that voted for Biden. I really do not know a single person that voted for Biden. It's incredible to think. But it's true. And so the Democrats now, though, are moving forward. They have proposed legislation. I have the bill right here to raise the federal minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 an hour by 2025. You know, I mean, look, it says at the beginning of 2001, it's up to $9.50. Then 1 year after effective date, $11. 2 years after effective date, $12.50. 3 years after effective date, 14. 4 years after effective date, $15 an hour. And so that would be 2025. I mean, I understand both sides of this argument because the way the federal minimum wage law was written, I think it would probably be actually closer to $20 an hour. But nobody really abides by that law. The problem is if you institute a minimum wage and actually force that on to private businesses, many businesses will go under, mostly in the service industry. They just won't be able to operate anymore. They can't afford to pay their employees that much. Now, I understand the notion when you have companies like Walmart and Microsoft and Amazon and the rest that pay their employees minimum wage and then have billions and billions of dollars like Apple. So, I mean, that should be the target here. It shouldn't be the average place that has to pay somebody $7 an hour and just because that's what they can afford. You should be looking at companies in China, like Apple, that pay a penny a day for the people that make their cell phones. In fact, that's what they should do. If you want to sell products in the United States, you have to pay your employees wherever they are that minimum wage.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And welcome back. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday edition. Owen Schroyer is about to take over and interview constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes. He's also been advising President Trump the last few months during this giant election fraud crisis. But I wanted to introduce this hour here on this Tuesday, January 26, 2021 transmission. And just to ask Barnes out of the gates to respond to the legislation that the head of the House Intelligence Committee, Schiff, has introduced to create a new domestic spy force to use the CIA and the NSA openly on the American people. This is the guy that obviously got caught illegally spying on President Trump when he was president-elect. And while he was president, he tried to run several coups, as we know. But now this has even gotten Tulsi Gabbard and many others upset. Even the squad is upset because they realize that this will take away any of their rights to even peacefully demonstrate or speak out. So I really want to get his take on. Schiff introduces legislation to create a federal domestic terrorism crime system, and just how draconian this is. And then after he speaks to that, because I'm going to be listening while I'm on vacation, my workcation here in Utah, I would like to hear him also get into the wheels coming off of my view on these gene therapy mRNAs. You know, it was Barnes 6 months ago pointing out these are not really classical vaccines. These are new drugs. These are genetic engineering, mutagenic drugs. And now to have Merck coming out and suspending their vaccine program, pulling back two vaccines, saying they're not safe and that none of the shots are safe, basically. That's what the other scientists have been saying. And to have the WHO saying pregnant women shouldn't take these mRNA vaccines and all these deaths that are being caused sometimes within an hour of taking a shot. Yeah, I mean, they can't cover it all up. They can't cover up all the Hank Aarons that they're killing, especially when all these people are 20 years old, 50 years old. You name it. So I want his take on this medical tyranny, this big test, this big power grab, and I think it's really starting to fail. So what comes next? Because the police with this 50-year-old man that died yesterday, 2 hours after he took the shot, first he got paralyzed and was having convulsions. First his feet and hands became numb, then he began to get paralyzed, and he had convulsions, and he died. That's the classic thing that happens. The police are saying, we don't care if this vaccine has a liability protection. That's civil. That's that 1986 act, they said. But if something's killing people, I don't care if you got a law saying civilly somebody's protected. It doesn't matter. We have a right to investigate, and so do grand juries. So what is that principle in law? I mean, I know it's there just in common sense. I feel it. I know it. And the police feel that and know it, too. But how do we get a movement going to say, we don't care if you have liability protection? You can pass a law saying child molestation is legal. We're not going to put up with it. You can pass a law saying slavery is legal again. We're not going to put up with it. So really big things happen. Those are the two areas I want to hit. And then also with Barnes, get into this new office of the former president. You know, the Clintons set up their foundation and things. I'm glad Trump's moving in this direction. I think he should be his administration in exile and point that out and not back down. I think this is a toothless threat, this Senate trial coming up. We've got a report now posted at man.video where my head of security lays out the real timeline and the fact that it was basically a false flag that tricked a few hundred patriots in. So those are the big three issues. You've got the vaccine wheels coming off. You've got the anti-terrorism move against the American people, literally saying arrest people for their thoughts. And then you've got what's happening with Trump and the trial coming up. So Robert Barnes is coming up. I give you Owen Schroyer in the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, band.video.
All right, Robert Barnes with us now. The three topics of discussion laid out by Alex. Bob, let's begin with the vaccine issue because, you know, I don't want to see doctors or nurses in the crosshairs of this, but it feels like they're kind of being put in that position as the middleman legally to take the slings and arrows here. Because the vaccine manufacturers do have the immunity, pun not intended, from litigation with the damage of the vaccines. But the police and other people are looking in. They're like, look, all these people are dying from the vaccine. There has to be an investigation, something here. So what do you think the law says? I mean, is it the sad truth that it's going to ultimately be the nurse or the doctor that actually plunges the needle into the arm of the deadly vaccine that kills the person that's going to be legally liable for these deaths? Or how do you see this going, Bob Barnes?
Well, criminally, the drug companies can definitely be prosecuted if they knowingly created an undue health risk and danger to the country. Now, there's not only do they have certain forms of immunity under law from civil suit, depending on the nature of the vaccine, but they also have basically a different kind of immunity from emergency legislation. Because a lot of this was authorized as emergency vaccines, emergency drugs, that creates a host of additional protection for the drug company. But the degree to which they knew of a risk and hid that risk, then they could be criminally prosecuted both under various state law jurisdiction and federal law jurisdiction. And that would mostly not go to the nurse or the doctor. That would go to, unless the nurse and the doctor knew of the risk, that would go to the drug company itself. Now, unfortunately, there's not a history of a lot of state prosecutors or federal prosecutors taking action against big drug companies, even when they deliberately distributed opioids like they were heroin over the past two decades, creating a opioid addiction epidemic across the United States that, frankly, in many respects, was more collaterally damaging than COVID ever has been.
Oh, I think that's totally proven with the numbers.
Yeah, I had no doubt about it. So hopefully they do something about it. But out of the gate, there is criminal exposure. There is criminal exposure for the drug companies. It will simply be a matter of political will. Will the investigators do something about it? Will the prosecutors do something about it? But at both the state and federal level, there is no immunity for deliberately distributing a drug that has undisclosed health risks that could lead to someone's severe injury or death.
Well, and I just think about the employees or even, you know, government employees or employees of companies where they've been told they have to get the vaccine or, you know, airlines saying you have to get the vaccine. So it now becomes this mandate in all these different walks of life. I mean, what about them? If they care about their employees and they see all the side effects of the vaccine happening, I mean, you'd think there'd be a push from the private industry or even the government saying, hey, wait a second, we've forced people to have this on the notion of safe and effective. Now people are getting sick and dying from it. You'd think there'd be some motivation there to stand up for the employees.
Well, and I think there could be civil liability for employers or other people that are or educational institutions or other people that are or airlines that are compelling the vaccine to the degree that they get to that place. There's mostly been threats. They haven't moved to the stage of actually compelling it yet because they don't have the same immunity as the drug company has. So just because the drug company can't be sued and nobody in the medical chain can be sued for delivering the vaccine does not mean that an employer cannot be sued for compelling its use or an airline can't be sued for compelling its use. So I think they face different levels of civil exposure. And indeed, you know, I'm working with Robert Kennedy on bringing Robert Kennedy Jr. on bringing suits against educational institutions, employers, and anyone else who tries to compel this vaccine as a condition of access to education, a condition of access to employment, a condition of access of your constitutionally protected right to travel. So we're going to be filing suits on that, talking to a pilot worried about it in the context of the airlines, talking to teachers in the context of educational institutions, talking to government employees in the condition of government employment, and private individuals in the case of private employment, including CEOs and executives who are concerned about it. So it's, to my knowledge, it's never been compelled in the history of America, has either an educational institution or an employment institution compelled you to get a new flu-like vaccine as a condition of access. And so I think there's ways and means to challenge it and contest it. We're working on ways to do so. Suits have already been brought in the case of educational institutions, and they will be brought against other institutions as well, because, as you note, and as Alex, here's the best summary of the entire vaccine issue to date. Alex Berenson, a liberal a former reporter from the New York Times, who's wrote multiple books on this and mostly a spy novel writer, says that there's no way he will allow his kids to get this vaccine. So what? And he's been studying this in more detail independently than anybody. So what does that tell you about the safety and security of this vaccine?
Well, and that may be the answer to my next question, which we'll get on the other side of this break, which would be, what is the genesis of this legal fight? I mean, where does it even begin? Because the, you know, the liability protection of the vaccine manufacturers and big pharma has been so institutionalized that it's just nobody even tries to fight back. But with the COVID vaccine, there's...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Billy Idol concerts last night. Boy, could he rock. Back when Earth used to be fun. Now we have White House press briefings where all the members of the press are wearing double masks. Double masks. And now the Canadian health officials are saying you need to wear at least three masks. Well, I got news for you. You should be wearing at minimum 10 masks, 30 masks if you really want to be safe. 33 masks. Actually, you should wear a mask for every executive order that Joe Biden signs. So that would be 33 as of today, quickly increasing. All right. I'm getting distracted by the madness of that. We have constitutional attorney Robert Barnes on with us right now. We've got a lot of things to check off the list with him. But I want to kind of finish up what we were talking about earlier. I think he may have answered my question with the litigation he's working on right now. But more specifically, Robert Barnes. What is the beginning of this? The liability protection from Big Pharma and specifically vaccine manufacturers where these vaccines are pretty much already mandated. I mean, you can fight it and maybe get out of it to go to a public school or something. But for all intents and purposes, we already have mandatory vaccines. Children get damaged. Children die. They aren't allowed to sue. There's a vaccine special court, vaccine special payout program. Most people don't know about this. So that's been so institutionalized and ingrained into the general medical practice. Yeah, there's me with my masks being very safe. I told you first to wear 33 masks. I was ahead of the rest of the health officials there. But getting serious, what do you think is the beginning of this? Because there's never really been the attention on the vaccines like with COVID, because it really is affecting everybody, at least in their purview of the world. So what do you think is the beginning? I mean, we've seen so many people die, so many negative health effects. So many of the vaccine manufacturers even pulling back, saying, okay, you know what, we got to pull back. These are having bad side effects. But where does the dam break on this, Robert? How do you think the dam breaks on this protections that the vaccine manufacturers have from all the damages that have happened from the vaccine, specifically with COVID?
I mean, I think it's become educational. So because of the way in which this vaccine has gone through, it has some immunities, but not the same scale and scope of immunities of other vaccines. Particularly emergency approval vaccines have a different level of legal review and other aspects to it. Two things need to happen. One is a lot of people are actually unaware of all the special laws that make it tough to sue vaccine makers. Because the typical vaccine was a vaccine that's been around half a century, or at least perceived to be, that involves very dangerous diseases that have been mostly eradicated through various therapeutic treatments, and that mostly involve young children, usually babies 1, 2, 3 years old, and it was involved access to public education. And so outside of a small group of people, most people didn't know really about these special immunities for vaccine makers, how informed consent is often not required of vaccine makers, how even the doctor or nurse can be immune even when they make a basic mistake, like give two shots or give the wrong shot. And all of this was done in the 90s in order to help. It was sort of an extortion campaign by Big Pharma to say, we're not even going to make these vaccines unless you, Congress, give us special immunities for making them. And legally, my view has always been, if you have a product that a jury will find so dangerous that you can't make that product, then you shouldn't be making that product. That should be the answer, not special immunity for them. But that's precisely what took place. So they had locked-in guaranteed profits with basically no meaningful risk or exposure. The vaccine court limits damages tremendously, prevents public information and public disclosure quite frequently, disallows discovery of a meaning, meaningful manner, and most importantly, precludes and prevents either punitive damages or a jury from assessing damages at any rate. It's done by a specialized court with specialized politicians in D.C. And it's not consistent with the jury trial right, but our courts, of course, have again turned a blind eye to that. But in this context, there's a lot of grounds to challenge it, and that's where Robert Kennedy Jr.'s organization, Children's Defense Fund, I've been talking to them over the last about 4 or 5 months, and he recognized right away that we needed to have a cross-party, cross-ideology alignment of lawyers committed to civil rights and civil liberties to expose the drug-making industry writ large. Because, and this provides a perfect example for it, more and more people are waking up to the reality of, I mean, the over in the World Economic Forum, they want to talk about the Great Reset, the Great Awakening. But the real awakening is how dangerous these people are in positions of power. And in particular, as it relates to vaccines, we've never had a successful COVID vaccine before, number one. Number two, as Alex repeatedly reiterates, this is an mRNA vaccine, which makes it uniquely dangerous and uniquely experimental because it is meant to change potentially your DNA itself. And this is not something we should be experimenting with, period. Last but not least, the only time we tried to rush and force through a flu-type vaccine, which is what this fundamentally is, was in 1976 with the swine flu. And that was a monumental disaster and debacle. Even CBS's 60 Minutes back in 1977 detailed and demonstrated this. You can still find it in various places, the old video footage from the interviews and the story that they told. And it's just been conveniently memory-holed by the institutional media and the institutional press. But the reality is, it's amazing that the drug company's genius really in the area of vaccines is to take a drug, because that's all a vaccine is, stick a fancy label on it, like vaccine, instead of call it, hey, we want to force drugs into your body that are experimental, and we're not sure really how they work because there hasn't been enough time to understand it or appreciate it, and we have no economic incentive to really care because we make our profit with almost no risk. But just by labeling it vaccine, somehow magically and miraculously, it has these mythical divine qualities. And then this is also why, over the past decade, the institutional press has been waging war against people questioning the efficacy and ethics of coerced or uninformed consent vaccines by calling them, quote, anti-vaxxers. I mean, that's how they ruined the career of a doctor in the United Kingdom, solely because he raised questions about the efficacy and ethics of certain vaccines. This is really, as Robert Kennedy Jr. does a good job of explaining, this is an informed consent movement. This is not an anti-vax or anti-drug movement. It's just not a pro-vax or pro-drug movement. It's a pro-informed consent movement. After Nuremberg, as part of the Nuremberg Code, we agreed that we were not going to ever experiment on human beings again, because that's what the Nazis did. And that's what the Nuremberg Code is all about. And that's supposed to be part of our tort law, supposed to be part of our international code, supposed to be part of human rights, supposed to be part of the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. And yet our courts have taken a precariously blind eye to these legal invasions and incursions on that right, because that's what this issue is about. If someone wants to take the vaccine, absolutely have at it. But they should have informed consent.
Yeah, and they should have legal protection if the vaccine does them permanent damage. So it sounds to me like the answer is what the push has been from the beginning, and that's public awareness. It's just now that the COVID vaccine has so much attention on it, and they're actually covering the negative side effects now. Normally they wouldn't do that. The opportunity for public awareness increases, and then maybe you can parlay that into some successful litigation with the public behind you now. All right, we're going to come back more with Robert Barnes. We're going to talk to him about the Democrats proposing legislation to put you in jail.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply, secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find, and it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. For the long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of discussion to a new bill being proposed by Democrats, but it's actually not new. In fact, it was Adam Schiff that proposed this 2 years ago. Schiff introduces legislation to create a federal domestic terrorism crime. And so it kind of went unheard at the time. The Democrats were up to so much shenanigans at the time that it kind of went uncovered and just kind of faded away. But now, with the events from January 6th still in people's minds, it comes back with more force and fervor than ever. And so the Democrats, once again, that they introduced this bill 2 years ago, are now saying we need to
label Trump supporters, let's call it what it is, label Trump supporters domestic terrorists, insurrectionists, so that we can send the law enforcement teams after them, whether it be the FBI or local law enforcement, whoever they can get to cooperate will be fine for them, to arrest millions of Trump supporters after labeling them domestic terrorists. Tulsi Gabbard understands the dangers of this. She's been doing TV interviews talking about how bad it is. And, of course, it's Adam Schiff, the one doing this. Believe me, folks, Adam Schiff doesn't want the world to know what he does in private. I'll leave it right there. But Robert Barnes, constitutional attorney, legal expert with me here. You know, aside from the legal argument that's being made here, we can get to that, too. You know, for all practical purposes, this is a major political party labeling any of its opposition terrorists and then having it actually written down in law and legislation to do it so they can execute, you know, the mass arrests or the detentions that they want. I mean, is this something unheard of in American law? I mean, I'm just trying to think. I mean, even in World War II, when they were putting Japanese people in camps, you know, there's a lot of debate about that. There were thousands of Japanese spies that were found. I'm not saying it was a good thing or not to put them in camps, but the point is, has there ever been a notion or a proposed legislation like this where an entire political party wants to label its opposition as terrorist to begin the process of arresting them or, you know, getting them out of the free market? Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, there are historical examples of it, and essentially what they want to do is they want to take out the worst examples from our history and aggregate them and combine them together and accelerate them to an entirely new level. So, you know, during the beginning of the country, John Adams tried to pass and did pass the Alien and Sedition Acts, which were intended to criminalize political dissent in the country. It was so controversial it led to his party being thrown out of power, Thomas Jefferson pardoning everybody who was ever fined or prosecuted under those laws, and we promised that we would never resuscitate those laws, but we have sporadically done so, such as during World War I and during some of the so-called foreign terror prosecutions in the 1990s. And those are the sedition laws. They're now talking about reinvigorating using the Capitol Hill riots as the pretext. The second example that really took place, to some degree, Lincoln during the Civil War, he suspended the writ of habeas corpus in places that were not even part of war. And the U.S. Supreme Court in 1866 recognized that was patently unconstitutional. You couldn't do so. But again, war has been the most common pretext for this, because the next two time periods we really faced it were World War I and World War II. In World War I, the Palmer Raids were used in a range of other activities, and the Sedition Acts were reinvigorated. So Eugene V. Debs went to prison for giving a speech. People went to prison for simply distributing anti-war pamphlets. And though, of course, those anti-war people were right. World War I gave us fascism. World War I gave us communism. World War I gave us World War II. So the critics were right and those who locked them up wrong, but even the court went along with it. Then we reinvigorated again, as you note, in World War II, this time using ancestry as the pretext. While many people know about the massive detention camps simply based on Japanese ancestry, they don't know that, in fact, also German populations were put under undue suspicion simply for being German. And the only reason why they didn't lock up all the Germans is because that was about 20% of the country in different parts of the country. So it was impractical to do so. But that was the next effort at sort of spying on your domestic political opponents or perceived political opponents. And then the Cold War was the last justification for this kind of behavior. So and what they're really trying to do is take the old Alien and Sedition Acts and the sedition laws that they used to target political dissidents in the past, look at examples like the Palmer Raids and the Korematsu case of mass detention camps, and add them and aggregate them together to the COINTELPRO program run under the guise of supporting the Cold War from the 1950s through the 1970s. The head of the COINTELPRO program, of course, was Mark Felt, who was, in fact, the guy that later was a deep throat, taking out President Nixon because Nixon attempted to de-Hooverize the FBI. And this is part of the broader picture here what they're trying to do is not only reinvigorate COINTELPRO, bring back the sedition laws to target political dissidents, legitimize spying on political opponents. They want to take all of the extraordinary remedies of the Patriot Act and invasive components of the Patriot Act that was meant to be constitutional only because it was a foreign policy, not a domestic policy, and apply it now to their domestic political opponents. To give an example, the ACLU, after Schiff put out this proposal 2 years ago, and Biden himself put out a proposal about 6 months ago, mighty coincidental how these Capitol Hill riots perfectly play into the script of the deep state actors, not only in discrediting and damaging the president's reputation, but also in unleashing these new domestic terror laws. And the laws are written so broadly, they cover things that do not fit the conventional or colloquial understanding of domestic terror. All that it has to be is you have to do something for politicized purposes that might be considered dangerous by somebody that violates some law somewhere. So as the ACLU pointed out, almost every activist leftist organization has been violating these laws for 30 plus years if they're suddenly going to start being applied across the board. So it's not just going to be limited to the right. Now, they want to do it to the Trump people in particular. And what they want to do is to not only weaponize it by expanding the definition of domestic terror, creating special criminalized statutes so that, like right now, a trespassing law, say, if you trespass on a federal property for protest purposes, usually you don't even get much time, maybe a year. They want to make it mandatory minimums of between 10 and 35 years in federal prison. These are Stalin-esque type sentences meant to intimidate and terrorize their political opponents from using certain options and alternatives to them that have historically been available without that kind of severity of consequence. But here's the other big thing with it. It allows spying on all of your educational records, spying on all of your medical records, spying on your employment records, all of which they can do without probable cause of a crime. Because Schiff wants to take all of the Patriot Act provisions for international terrorists and essentially create a domestic FISA court that authorizes COINTELPRO activity without probable cause of a crime against their political opponents. And the additional component of this is they're trying to pass legislation to spend massive money so that this becomes the number one priority of the FBI. This is COINTELPRO on steroids. This is the Patriot Act on steroids. And what it would do is the biggest threat as well, aside from the surveillance, the spying, and the sentencing risk that it creates, is seizure risks. If you're seen as an organization or individual who financially assisted or there was any assets that you have access to that they decide those assets were somehow connected to any of these disfavored events, they can just come in and seize them and keep them forever, seize them and steal them. And this is an extraordinary power that effectively could bankrupt political organizations that resist President Biden. So it's a dangerous, perilous time. We are facing the greatest constitutional crisis in American legal history in 2021 between the lockdowns and the domestic terror legislation that isn't about domestic terror. It's about spying on your political opponents. It's about sending your political opponents to prison. And it's about seizing their assets if they attempt to resist you.
And I'm not supporting any of this that's happened in the past, but at least in the past, it was for a pro-American agenda. The people proposing this now, they hate America, folks.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're back here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Robert Barnes with you. And now, over the phone, Alex Jones, probably on top of a mountaintop, skiing down a mountain at 35 miles per hour, live on the air, Alex Jones.
Well, yes, that's where my wife and some of the children and some of the crew are. But, no, I just can't help it. Things are so serious. I'm down here working and working behind the scenes out of this hotel room office just to try to keep InfoWars on the air. They're coming after everybody. And I just want to be clear to the listeners. When Robert Barnes, we're going right back to in a moment, so this is the greatest crisis in American history. This is a multinational corporate concerted effort to federalize the elections under the Democrats so the states can't expose all the fraud that just came out and block it, to shut down everybody's free speech, to forcibly inoculate everyone, to bring in every form of tyranny. And now to say we're going to use the military, this was in the press conference last week with Biden, they all repeated what Brennan said, which shows he's one of the guys with Obama running this. They said, we are going to ram this down your throat. We are going to disrupt networks of conservatives. We're going to shut down their operations. We're going to shut down Fox News. We're going to shut down Newsmax. We're going to shut down OEM. We're going to shut down Tucker Carlson. They're not even mincing words about this now. They're not even playing games. They're not even joking about it in any way. And so there's no amount of alarmist activity that could be enough here. We need leaders like Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, you notice they're targeting and trying to expel from the Senate right now to come right out and call it for what it is and tell America we're in a total crisis. That's why they cut Trump off and cut off all of his communication systems, because they feared him actually calling the public out for real against this, which, of course, he never planned to do and didn't do. They were trying to trick him into doing that, and as Barnes exposed. So I want Barnes to talk about solutions forward, not just supporting local media, not just keeping us on the air. That's important. But what Congress should do, legally and lawfully, what states should do. I think a new Declaration of Independence, a coalition of states allied with good people in Congress to show the authority of real government, not a literal physical succession, but a declaration of succession, a reconstituting of the republic. We need to really have major shows, roundtable discussions, and make this the main talking point. You know, I've engaged in a lot of leadership before. I've studied history, and I'm telling you, this is what we must do. This is how we need to take action right now. So I'm going to hand this back over to Robert Barnes, and I'll be listening very intently. Thank you.
All right, so you just heard from Alex there, Robert. And you know, maybe this could be spearheaded out of Mar-a-Lago, Florida, where President Trump just, you know, declared he's going to have his office, his former president office, but it's the real president's office in Florida. So what is your take on that proposal by Alex Jones?
Yeah, I mean, a second Declaration of Independence to restore and renew the first Declaration of Independence is definitely needed in an era in which they have effectively privatized the state. So the through monopolistic oligarchs. So we face a situation and circumstance where they're using private employers, big corporate employers, to force DNA-changing drugs into people's bodies and systems for a disease that is less deadly than the flu for 80% or more of the population. If you look at COVID's death rates, the average death rate is 73 or above in Europe. I think it's currently at 82. It's people that over 90% of the people who die of other comorbidities. And in fact, they don't know the but-for causation that's even associated with COVID, because the data has been so contaminated by the perverse incentives that have been put in. So we live in an environment where they're using, and then, of course, through big tech and its monopolies, using its control to censor and suppress information and to manipulate information. People recognize the censorship or suppression that takes place. Many of them still underappreciate the algorithmic manipulation that's meant to deceive them into different perceptions of the way the world works. And so the combination of those two pose unique threats to American freedom and American liberty, particularly in the lockdown environment where every single constitutional liberty has been at some point suspended over the past year, with courts often failing to take meaningful remedial action. So the way that it can be actionable, the solution that Alex discusses, the idea of a second Declaration of Independence to expand and reinforce the original purposes and premises of the first Declaration of Independence in the modern technological and corporate era, to resist this sort of multi-country, multi-corporate, global elite bureaucratic style governance, the Great Reset being discussed by the World Economic Forum. The great resistance to the Great Reset is the restoration of the Declaration of Independence. It's still the case that the answer to 1984 is to Orwell's 1984 is more American style 1776. And the way that can be accomplished legally, constitutionally, is what many people are considering, and in fact is already partially in process, which is a convention of the states. You don't have to depend upon Congress to amend and restore the Constitution. The states, if enough states, of 34 states, or at least 35, depending on the circumstance, sign on to the convention, then you would have a convention that could pass constitutional amendments to clarify some of these things, that your right to informed consent should be part of that for all medical treatment at all time against the government or private employment. Your right against political-based discrimination, the First Amendment, should be expanded to include a right not to be fired because of your speech, but also a right not to suffer any consequence from these corporate oligopolies based on your First Amendment rights. And so if we meaningfully expand free speech and free press, and we meaningfully ensure informed consent is explicitly and expressly within the constitutional guarantees, then that would take us a long way towards restoring the purpose and premise of the first Declaration of Independence, so that we can have a second Declaration of Independence from the Great Reset itself. And so that's
what I'm saying, too, is we have to do a reversal on the Great Reset
that they want to bring in a world government. And we have to say, no, we'll have a great reset of America. We'll have a great reset of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, indeed. A restoration of the Republic in a meaningful way that restores the constitutional liberties it was founded upon. And to reinforce that across the board. And maybe look at not giving for maybe requiring a state consenting. The same requirements that exist for amending the Constitution may need to be added for any changes in the number of justices on the U.S. Supreme Court, for any addition of states, that the states should have to consent to that separately and independently. A right of recall. There should be a right of recall against members of Congress, and particularly United States senators, that would allow them. Right now, what happens if somebody gets elected to the Senate? They're there for 6 years, and they can ignore the people who represented them because they're looking at their reputation amongst a different group of people when they get out, other than the voters they're supposed to be representing, and the financial rewards that can come from other people. And so you have Mitch McConnell betraying his base that if there was a right of recall, Mitch McConnell would get recalled tomorrow, and Mitch McConnell would be out of power. And so over the last 200 years, but particularly in the last 20, we've seen certain weaknesses and vulnerabilities in our constitutional liberties that need expansion and express and explicit protection that a convention of states could possibly afford and provide. And so it's definitely something to look at, as well as people using more power of recall. Look at the power of recall in California. Just the fact they've already gathered 1.2 million signatures has led the governor to suddenly capitulate and change his position on lockdowns.
Well, I'm not sure if that has to do with that or Biden getting in, but I think there needs to be certainly something that has more teeth to it with these recall petitions, because most of it just ends up being ceremonious. In fact, like 100% of it really is ceremonious. There needs to be more teeth to it. But, you know, here's the challenge to me, Bob. Because I completely agree. I mean, we could write another Declaration of Independence for the year 2021. The question then becomes is what is, for lack of a better term, the common enemy to the American way of life, the common enemy to America in general? At the time, it was obvious. It was King George. It was the Redcoats. I mean, that there was no debate there. Even the people that may have liked them, there was still no debate that was the case. So, I mean, what does the new Declaration of Independence target? Is it big tech? Is it big media? I mean, what do we declare we're independent of? Big medical, world government? Because, I mean, the Democrats are admitting it. I got the story here in the New York Times. Why is big tech policing speech? Because the government isn't. So they're admitting we're bringing in a corporate government. We're bringing in a world government with the big tech companies. So, I mean, is that who do we declare our independence from? How do we write a new Declaration of Independence, if that's the case, to label the people that are enemies of free speech, the Second Amendment, and so on?
Well, really, it's the corporate state. It's the merger of big corporations and the government at a statist level. It's a much closer to fascism than communism is our great enemy and adversary, because that's what fascism did. It required the corporations to be subservient to the state and used corporate power to influence and implement their agenda. And so we need to do the same thing with a restoration of rights and an expansion and explicit, for example, include in the new in a amended constitution that there is no emergency exception to it. That's one of the critical components of it, because that's where the state has used lockdowns.
Here, let's let you hone in on that again in this short segment coming up after this short break. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer, Bob Barnes with you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.